Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Supermarket Produce Putter Outer.
Mr. Supermarket Produce Putter Outer.
You have perhaps the greatest job known to man, squeezing giant melons all day long.
Love those squishy melons.
When women come in looking for squash, you say, perhaps I can interest you in my giant zucchini.
That ain't no zucchini.
Day in and day out, women step on your grapes, and you don't even flinch.
Oh!
Is that a banana in your pocket? No, it's a plantain.
Muy, muy grande.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh king of the kumquats. Because if one guy has to fondle our plums, we're glad it's you.
Mr. Supermarket Produce Putter Outer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to the week 3 review of the RBFFL. A kind of interesting week, lots of low scoring turnovers again in the morning games and then the afternoon games certainly produced. And then what a wonderful Sunday night game and a pretty lackluster Monday night game that actually did produce some good scores and a comeback victory. And I'm going to start right there, where the Dockers, 122, defeated the Finns, 121. And it was two players that got them over the line in the end. Josh Allen, 39 points. He certainly bounced back from a poor showing in week one. Sanders, on Monday night, got 4. You could say that was what did it. Julio Jones had 4. Beckham was back. He had 8. Too bad. Tonyan didn't score. Elliott had 23. He had a big game on the Monday night. That also helped with the victory. Watkins had 6. Special teams had a fabulous 38 with the Broncos pitching a shutout. On the bench, Gordon had 14. He's been pretty good most of the season. Williams had 7. Gesicki had 8. Nothing else to report. So 122 points for the Dockers. A good, solid score to win just by that single point. Okay, I'll talk about the Finns. This is a tough one. Tough loss. In fact, 2 in a row. On a little bit of a skid. Murray had 18. Carson, 14. Good points by Carson. He had a good game. Brown went off early. Don't know of his status. Questionable, it says. But he could be a little worse than that. He didn't score. Jefferson had 25. Had a really good game. Best of his season so far. Logan Thomas had 9. Barkley had his best game of the season. He had 15. Thielen had 14. Having 2 wide receivers from Minnesota right now is not hurting at all. Special teams had a very nice 26 with the Cardinals with 19. They had some special teams points, defensive points with a pick 6. On the bench, 13 for Callaway, so he's bounced back in the end. And Hooper had 10, not much else to report. So it was a victory to the Dockers, 122 to 121. The next matchup, the Crabs 153 defeated the Hamsters 117. It's tough to lose with 100 or more, but just came up against the buzzsaw. Mahomes, 18. One of his lesser games, which is hard to believe, but he threw 2 picks. Gibson had 25. Boyd had 12. Metcalf bouncing back with 24. Kelce had 15. Hunt had 21. And Devontae was very special at 27. Special teams combined for 11. A little bit of a hole in the armory there, but nothing too much to worry about. And only Freiermuth on the bench with 11 was worth reporting on. They defeated the Hamsters 117. Prescott played well on Monday night for 17. Mixon had 9. Diggs has had a slow start to the season. He had 6. Sutton had 3. It's probably not so much of his services were needed because they were winning so easily against the Jets, which just horrible. Higbee had 13. Najee Harris, he was put in as a rookie. He's produced with 19. Samuel had 5. Special teams had a whopping 45, with the Browns getting 33 of those points. So excellent special teams performance on the bench. Besides the quarterbacks, 16 for Conklin. He actually had a nice day out. He's had a couple of nice days out. Pollard had 6. Not much else to report. So it was the Crabs being back to the last 2 years, scoring-wise, 153 defeating the Hamsters, 117. The next matchup, the Queens on the revenge tour. They're 3-0, look out. Last year's Super Bowl runners-up, bouncing back nicely, 3-0. 132 defeating the Wipeouts, 78. For the Queens, Brady had 34. Continues to produce in that in his quarterback role. Henry had 21. Same thing, producing very nicely. Robinson had 2. DJ Moore, been one of the standouts for the season. He had 17. Smith didn't have anything at tight end. Swift had 16, playing well. Cooks had 16 on Thursday night, also playing well. Special teams combined for 26, with the main reason was Tucker having a 66 yarder to win off the crossbar. Wouldn't have mattered anyway, because they got home easily. Cordo Patterson had 10 on the bench, 18 for Moss on the bench. Sermon had 9 on the bench. Kirk had 15 on the bench. So lost the juice room from the Queens, shaping up as favorites at this point in time. The Wipeouts, on the other hand, not a great week. 78, not going to win many for you. Jackson had 16, 15 for Jones. Jones was very good, actually. Played well. Hopkins, too. He's probably been the quietest of these top 5 wide receivers. Diggs and Hopkins, slow starters. McLaurin had 6. Usually can kind of count him for more than that. Goeda had 6. 5 for Brown. He had 2 horrible drops, which could have led to losses. Woods has been the wrong guy in the Stafford, exceptional performances that the Rams have had. Woods hasn't been there. 3. Special teams got 25. If it wasn't for special teams, it would be a pretty lean week. On the bench, 13 for Hines. He's actually been very good. 9 for Beasley. Not much else. The Wipeouts, are they struggling? Are they in trouble? Time to start thinking about trading up for a couple of players. We shall see. In the next game, the Devils, 137 and scoring very nicely, defeated the Cows, 62, who I must admit I thought were probably with the Queens and the Crabs, the 3 favorites for the season. Cows not jumping out to the start of the middle, would have liked, but the Devils on 37, nice score. 15 for Wilson, 19 for Eckler, 15 for Evans. Mike Williams has been phenomenal. I think he's the number one ranked wide receiver. He had 37. Gronk had 5, and the rookie, Chase, 24. Again, playing well. Fant had one, special teams combined for 21. On the bench, Hubbard had seven and now looks to be the number one running back in Carolina. 16 for Green. Myers had 9 and Renfro had 16. Not much else to report, but that's a lot of reporting right there. 62 for the Cows. You're not going to win many with that. 18 for Rodgers. Just an absolute star and could potentially go on to be MVP again last night. Sunday night, which, by the way, I was at the game with the kids. Crazy times, craziness, and just so much fun. McCaffrey is out. Looks like 6 weeks, could be longer. He had three. It's a huge hole for the Cows. And again, McCaffrey is not going to play the full allotment of games this season. Hill, I think at one point on Sunday, he may have been quadruple teamed. But he had two. He's been very quiet. Ridley, not what was expected, with six. Cockerson, one. Five for Drake. One for Shepherd. He went out of the game early. Special team at 26. You know, I'm not a mathematician, but you subtract that from 62, you don't end up with a whole lot. On the bench, besides the quarterbacks, Mike Davis had 7. He looks like becoming the replacement for McCaffrey. A couple of injured players in Henny and Crowder. Hardman had 12. Something to look at there. And then there's not much else to talk about. Cows convincingly beaten by the Devils. The next matchup, the Mudcats, in a low-scoring affair, 94, defeated the Maulers, 69. And the Muddies get off the mark with their first win of the season. Cousins had 27, 19 for Kamara. Jones had 6. Devontae Smith, 2. Waller had 5. He's now starting to be heavily guarded. Montgomery had 5. They got down very early. Chicago looked pretty miserable at times. Godwin had 13. Special teams had 17 on the bench. Ayuk bounced back with 12. Chark had 13. They must be considered. Schultz had 26. He must be considered as well. And not much else to report. For the Maulers, 69, 30 to Herbert. Close to half the score. Chubb had 8. Lockett was brought back down to earth. He had 3. CeeDee Lamb, 6. Andrews had his first good game of the season with 15. Williams had 2. Jefferson had 4. Special teams combined for 1. That wasn't good. On the bench, besides the quarterbacks, Claypool had 9. And that was about it. So not a lot of, you know, depth here for the Maulers. They are good at trading. You never know when they're going to trade next, and it could be pretty soon. But the Mudcats beat them 94 to 69. And in the final matchup, in a very close game, it came down to the wire, but the Costanzas just couldn't get that extra 2 points needed. The Budgies, 99, defeated the Costanzas, 98. The Budgies keep battling in these close ones. Obviously, they had a tie in the first week with the Crabs. 36 for Stafford. He looks really good. The Rams look really good. 6 for Taylor. He'll have better days. There's no doubt about that. Allen is a star. Had 14. Mooney didn't score. Kittle had 9. Got a little banged up right towards the end of that play. But, you know, he'll probably be back. Robinson had 18. Best game of his season so far. Golladay had 6. Looked better than the first 2 weeks, so it looks like he'll probably improve over time. Special teams got 10 on the bench. 21 for Madison. You know, Cook was a late scratching, and I suspect that if he's a scratching again, Madison will be in. Williams, 12. Sanders, 27. Valdez Scantling, 14. He did actually come up a bit short with a hamstring, but it'll be interesting to see how he ends up. For the Costanzas in 98, Hurts had 19. Edwards-Helaire bounced back, 20. He had a fumble. Cooper was quiet. He's carrying an injury for sure. He had two. Cup continues to be the star, 27. Pitts had three. You think that they'd use him a little more. Edmonds had six. Pittman had six. Special teams combined for 15. On the bench, Connor had 17. He might be worth thinking about. Ruggs had seven. Continues to be okay. That is about it. So, they're the games. If we look at the league, the 3-0 Queens lead the North Division comfortably by two games now over the 1-2 Maulers and the 1-2 Wipeouts. Surprisingly, the Wipeouts are wearing 12th. Interesting. Okay. In the South, they're all 1-2. Losers. Losing division. This actually was last year's West, by the looks of it. But all three teams, Cows, Finns, Dockers, are all 1-2. In the East, the undefeated Crabs are 2-0-1. They've got a half game lead over the Costanzas, who are 2-1. And the Muddies, who are 1-2. This is a good division this year. The East, it's bounced back from being a little lean, except from the top of that division. From the West, the surprising Devils are 2-1. And off to a nice start. The Budgies are 1-1-1. So they're a half game back on the Devils. And the Hamsters are 1-2. And falling a little bit behind. So that's something that they're going to have to correct pretty darn soon. So we have a look at the matchups for this week. Okay, I think we're in the same scenario as we were before. They're not set yet, so I won't talk about who's playing who because I don't think that they're actually set yet. No, they're not set. So that is a wrap after week three. Queens looking very strong. Crabs looking strong. Costanzas look good. Devils look good. And I think the worrying teams at the moment are the Wipeouts and the Hamsters and most of the South. Okay. So that's it for now. I did get some feedback about maybe a scoring system change. I'll talk to Aaron. We can write that up. It'll be a very simple change because we'd really go from, as I mentioned, our very complex scoring system today, which, you know, we needed to do, to a standard system, which brings everything back into alignment and is much more orientated towards what other leagues have gone to create the balance. So we'll talk about that more over the course of the season. No need to make any decisions now, but hopefully we'll get there in the future. Okay, everybody, good luck this week. Have a great week. Hope the Finns are happy with me talking about them. Otherwise, it's bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Supermarket Produce Putter-Outer.
Mr. Supermarket Produce Putter-Outer.
You have perhaps the greatest job known to man, squeezing giant melons all day long.
Love those squishy melons.
When women come in looking for squash, you say, perhaps I can interest you in my giant zucchini.
That ain't no zucchini.
Day in and day out, women step on your grapes, and you don't even flinch.
Oh!
Is that a banana in your pocket? No, it's a plantain.
Mooey, mooey, grande.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh king of the kumquats. Cause if one guy has to fondle our plums, we're glad it's you.
Mr. Supermarket Produce Putter-Outer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.